Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen. And you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. It's Monday morning and I'm so happy to be here and touch base with our topic for this week. So this is what happened. Over the past couple of weeks, many of you have reached out to me via email and Facebook and text messages, and the general conversation was about the stress and anxiety and overall sadness, just stuck, feeling stuck. And a lot had to do with the past couple of shows. We've talked about heartache. We've talked about letting go. And what I was hearing and what everybody was mentioning to me, that they were struggling with that. They were struggling with closed doors. And that's why I wanted to, I called this show today about leaving the doors that have closed and waiting and moving forward, because there's new doors that are opening and therefore new abundance, new opportunities. And I want you to experience those. And that was the conversation that I was having with everybody. Was they were asking is, how do we leave these doors closed, you know, and letting go of the pain and feeling, you know, I heard from a couple that they wanted to feel like their old selves again. And I wanted to sort of address that all in today's show and talk about it. But how I want to frame this is, I want to talk about moving forward and leaving that door closed versus letting go. We will talk about letting go, but we just a few weeks ago, we did a whole show on letting go. And I think it's important for if you're struggling with this, to go back and listen to that. But this is going to be more about eyes forward. And it was interesting because there's been so much going on in my life. And this past week, we've been working on something big. And it's what we find ourselves always saying, and as a reminder to ourselves, is blinders on. Put the blinders on and focus moving forward. Because when we were under such time constraints, that we can't go backwards. What I love about having something big to work on, having a new door open, is that what it does for me, it gives me very little time to try to go back and open the closed door. And I'm going to talk to you about that today and share with you what I do and how important goals are. And it brings us back to creating those visions, because I just don't have the time to want to go and open those closed doors. And part of moving forward is that it's uncomfortable, and I'm moving into something that I don't know about. I don't know what awaits me. And so that uncomfortableness comes up, and what we tend to do is go back to what's comfortable and what we know. And what I know is those closed doors. I know what's behind them. And so what I want to share with you today is about leaving those doors closed and sharing with you how to, in the process of moving forward and moving into what's awaiting you, is you know, that those opportunities and that abundance. But what it does is it allows the uneasiness to go, like the pain, the hurt, the stress, the anxiety, the thoughts about those closed doors. It's about moving forward. So as you move forward, then the let go will happen. So today I want to talk about moving forward. So all through our conversation, all through my shows, you know, I'm a God girl. And so, you know, a big belief of mine, and we've spoken about beliefs. So this, again, today is going to be about what we believe. And so with closed doors is that if they were closed, then God, that was part of God's plan for me. So I'd like to say that I don't go try and open them. But unfortunately I have a bit of a stubborn streak. So sometimes I will go back and try to open. However, I am quick and I've trained myself, and I'll share that with you today. I've trained myself not to do that. So my belief is that God closed it for a reason. And my belief is that now I need to see what's waiting for me and I need to go forward. And when I find myself trying to reopen that door, then I realize that I am moving backwards and I need to stop. I catch myself. So again, what do you believe? What do you believe about closed doors? Do you believe that it was meant to be? Do you believe that better things are waiting? Do you believe that you lost out? Do you believe that you lost something? So my belief is that something was removed from my life to make room for something else. This is the real life application of that. So right now, I just want to share with you a little snapshot into my life, because I feel like it'll resonate with many people. And it doesn't have to be that you are doing the same things that I am. It just, I'm going to show you the pockets of my life and what happens when a door closes to give room for another one to open. So the spring season for me as a mom, a single mom, means I have two sons that are big sports kids. So there's between driving to school, being on the field, getting them to practices, getting them to games, going to the games, running the house. I won't talk about the business yet, but there's a brand new business coming. Working on the business that I'm currently in, there's time is maxed, right? The week is maxed. It's all good. I've built in prayer time and my meditation time and my workout time. I'm sharing with you that the days are full. And what happens is when something or someone leaves my life, then I know and I've learned that it's making room for something new. Because based on the way my life is full, unless something moves or changes or goes, something new can't come in. And that was a huge wake-up call for me. That was which was beautiful, because I no longer, you know, as relationships come and go, and as situations and circumstances change, and maybe an old business leaves and a new business comes in, that's all welcoming to me. I love it. My belief is I love change. I love change. I welcome change. I embrace change. I rejoice about change. I look for change. I seek change. It doesn't mean it's easy. Okay. However, my belief is that through the uneasiness, I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm expanding. My heart's growing bigger. So this is all part of the leaving the door closed. So if you, I think a wonderful exercise to do is to look at your life and look at your days and see where you're spending your time, see what you're doing, see what you're engaged in. If you're not meeting your goals, then where in your life can you make room for those goals, right? Where in your life can things change? Can things move around? When we also leave doors closed, we start to understand priorities and we start to see what's important to us. And so, you know, I'm taking on this brand new cause, really. I mean, it's a worldwide cause. And it's so interesting because when I started this, I've been working on this since 2017. So it's been a process step by step. And if you would have asked me back in 2017 where this was going to fit into my life, I had no idea. I had no idea where this was going to fit in, but I was open. And that's what I want to share with you today, is that about being open about doors that are closing and doors that are opening, because for me, it's God. He took care of closing doors to open new doors to make room for this new endeavor. And so, and because of this new endeavor, so many wonderful things are happening and are going to happen. And so I'm sharing this with you because when those doors closed, it was not easy. There was a lot. Some of those doors were tough. They were heartache. They were tears. They were sadness. There was great loss. However, my belief is that something new is coming to move me. I know people use the term something better is coming, and that's okay. I want to say a little bit about that, and we'll talk more about that when we get back from break. But I just like it to be it's more about what you're ready for and more about what you're moving into and more about what you're ready to handle versus better. Because when we say better, it makes it sound like what we had wasn't good, and that's not true. That's not true. What we had, we were ready for at the time, and it was what we needed. And now as we leave that door closed and we move into the next door, the door that's opening, now we're ready for that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we get back. I want to leave off with this, better concept, because I think that's part of when I was talking with everybody over the past couple of weeks, I think that's part of what everybody's getting stuck on, is that they think that it wasn't good. And then there's a mourning process of good versus bad and better versus just, you know, not better or not being. So we'll take a break and we'll talk about that. And then we'll move into about what I do to leave those doors closed. And sometimes I do shake on the doorknob and try to open it. Just being real. But leaving those doors closed and expecting and receiving what is waiting for you with the new doors opening. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so when we left off, we were talking about closed doors, moving into the next, what's waiting for you. And I just want to touch briefly, we talked about better versus not better. I just, part of the process that I've done is that I've let that thinking go. So I don't look back and say, wow, my life is really amazing now compared to how it was, or this new opportunity is so much better than the other opportunity. Where I was up until this point in my life is what I could handle. It's what I was ready for. And I especially can see that now as I Monday morning quarterback, because as I look back and, you know, this was great. I had to go back to some old emails from about 5 years ago and look for some information. And I was reading the emails that I had written and people had responded and back and forth. I didn't even recognize that girl. I just didn't even recognize myself. However, I can remember being in that moment and writing those emails, and the way that I wrote those emails, the words I used, the tone I used, whether positive, negative, reactive, responsive, that's what I was ready for. And that's where I was. And so that then got me ready for the next step, for the next step, for the next step. So now as doors close, now I'm so excited about new doors opening because it's the way that God is telling me, you're ready. You're ready for the next. You're ready. And so it's helped tremendously in my perspective and how I look at this. And again, I keep saying this about it not hurting. That's not what life is. Life is about trials and tribulations and joys. That's part of it. That's how we do grow. That's how we become. That's who we are becoming. And so that's another part of this as well, as leaving that door closed is to go through the pain, go through it. Don't hold on to it. Don't stay there, but let it go through you and talk about it, journal about it. One of the steps that I do is I will find that friend. I have a wonderful friend who she doesn't, she doesn't want to give me advice. She doesn't give me advice. She, unless I ask for it, and both her and I are the same in that when we need advice from each other, we'll ask. However, there's lots of moments of just downloading. And so it's getting it out. And then usually after I get it out and I can express it, it's gone. It has moved through me. So that's an important step in this process too. So if you find yourself really uneasy about doors that have been closed, then sit down, either find a friend that you can download to. And again, you're not looking for answers. You're just downloading, or get a pen and paper and just download, get those feelings out, get the situation out on paper, just get it out of you. So again, you can move that energy through you. So part of leaving that door closed that I do as well is I like to make a declaration. I like to, I just always find myself, and I say this a lot with my kids, when you go in and say something, when you're going into a circumstance and you say something, how it's going to turn out or how it's going to be or what you're going to experience, there's a lot of power in that. It's very empowering. So part of leaving a door closed and looking forward to a new door opening is I make a commitment to, it's a conscious effort to say, like, that door is closed. That door is closed. It's not opening again. I'm moving forward. And so it's a statement. It's a statement. It's no different. The power is very similar to what we've said on other shows about, I've asked you to make those I am statements or those affirmations. The I am statements, when you're saying, right, I am happy, I am powerful, I am joyous, I am healthy. Those are very powerful statements. Same thing as leaving the door closed. I am moving forward. I am looking forward to what's coming. I am looking forward to other opportunities. So take into consideration and do that. I mean, that's something that I still do. I mean, when a door closes, I say to myself, I am really excited to see what's coming. I'm just so looking forward to see what's coming. So what else do I do? Well, I think about why leaving the door closed is a must. So part of my process is determining what is my reason for wanting to leave this door closed. And right, number one reason is I really want to see what's coming. I get so excited for something new. I get so excited to see what's waiting for me. To see, you know, a friend of mine once said to me, choose curiosity over fear. And I feel like this is one of those moments where I really let curiosity just take over. And I let my imagination in a very beautiful, positive way take over to see what's behind the next door, to see what's going to open. And then I take it a step further. I think about what this new door opening and leaving the other door closed, what that means for all the relationships around me. When I learn something new or when I go through something, that's a beautiful opportunity for me to share that with my children and to then teach them how to experience the same thing, for them to see what I'm doing. Also too, for my clients and for people surrounding me, that's why I love sharing with you what I do go through, because then you may not have the same situation, but it could be something similar. And you could say, like, okay, I know Jen and she did this and it worked. Let me try. That's all things that I do in my life. I see what others have done, right? Success leaves clues. I see what others have done, what's worked and what doesn't work. And I take that all into consideration. So again, you're thinking about, you're solidifying why that door should stay closed. And another thing that I love to do is think about what this new chapter in your life, how it could make you feel, how wonderful, right? It's like, I always, do you remember when we were kids or you watch little kids play and this imagination just runs wild and it's like they're living this fantasy life in the backyard or in in the living room at a table, and it's just wild abandon. It just goes. Well, we have that opportunity still as adults to tap into that child that's inside all of us and just go with wild imagination and see what this new chapter could hold for you. And let go of disappointment. Just let that go. So many of us stop ourselves from this wild imagination because you don't want to be disappointed. Just let go of that. Just let it go and let that imagination go crazy. See, you know, write down your wildest dream for your life. Write down what a chapter of the book of your life, even just one chapter, what you want it to look like. Write it down and get it on paper. It just, sky's the limit, right? So that's a big piece of leaving the door closed, right? Because all of what we just talked about is possible, right? We just don't know what's possible. It's out there. Another thing that's so important is, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show in the opener, is that blinders on, staying focused. Now, what I do is I always have my goals. I always have a goal or an action step. So this is a good question that you guys have asked me, and I want to talk about this in depth a little bit. People have asked me, everyone always says, Jen, do I always have to have goals and big goals, little goals? The answer is yes, yes, and yes, and no. But what I mean by that is, like, right now, I'm working on, I have a very big goal, and that goal has been broken down into action steps. So the action steps being like developing a logo, and the action step being estimating financials, building a business plan, partnering with people, just multiple steps that ultimately will get this goal. So my action steps, is those steps are what take over my day. So I right now, to be honest with you, I have one goal. My goal is to bring this ministry to the world. And so it's built on multiple action steps, but those action steps are my sense of purpose. And a sense of purpose is been paramount for me for leaving doors closed. Because again, it's about what's coming, what's new, what is out there, what's on the horizon. And so having those blinders on, keeping laser focus, if I don't have those action steps, I'm like a ball in a pinball machine. I am all over the place. Literally, if I don't have those action steps, I'm tearing apart every closet in this house and I'm cleaning. It's one of those things where if I'm not focused, then I'm taking the garage apart and mopping it. It just gets like, it's out of control. So I want to share with you that having those goals or action steps are so, so important. We're going to take a quick break, and we get back, we're going to go back to that because I want you to sit down and think about some goals and action steps that you could write down even starting today that will keep you laser focused. And two, what will naturally happen is doors will start closing and new doors will start opening. And we didn't even know that those new doors existed. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so when we left off, we were talking about purpose. And so I invite you today to whether you want to call them goals. Sometimes I think goals scare people, which is okay. So change the word, call them action steps. Say, you know, every week what I do is in my calendar, I write down what I need to accomplish, what action steps I need to accomplish for my goal. I include in my schedule the workouts. I include my kids' schedule. I include where I'm going, where I need to be. And then that way too, efficiency-wise, I'm making the most of my time to get things done. So, but again too, it's those action steps, the goals, that's our, you know, it gives us great purpose. It gives us great intention and it keeps those blinders. And also too, what it's done for me is I get so, when I step in, right, when I step forward and I love bringing it back to the Bible, but it was that moment when God said to everybody, put your foot in the river and the river divided. And it wasn't until they put their foot in the river and that's when the division that's when the water stopped. That's when the water ceased and they could cross the river. So you sometimes you just have to step in. Sometimes you have to take that step forward. And that too is part of leaving that door closed. Because if you keep going back to that closed door, you're energetically, you're showing that you're walking backwards. And so taking those steps forward is so important. Sometimes I don't know what to do. And I think too, that's a real situation, right? That's a real circumstance where I've had people say to me, Jen, I just don't know what to do. What step do I take? Then what I do in those circumstances, in that situation, is I close my eyes. I think about what I want as far as whether it's the goal, what it looks like, what my life looks like. And I do a little imagination and I do a little visualization in my mind. And then I take two steps forward. I walk and I step forward. And so it's a great, great way to, again, energetically, physically, emotionally, making that declaration, you're ready. You're going to walk forward. You want to move forward. So just really amazing things to do. Another thing that I do is I tend to, you know, when I went through this process, and this is a journey, right? I tend to take notice of when I start to, this was hard for me to realize that I was doing. I got sort of attached to my negative emotions. I got attached to feeling bad. I got attached to feeling like the world was against me, that I was hurt, that I got hurt, that I was taken advantage of. Like it was almost, it was comfortable. I mean, that's what it boils down to. It was a comfort. And so when you go through this and you realize that you're going back to that closed door, look in the mirror, ask yourself, we talked about this last week. It's such a great, it's so hard, but it's so life-changing. You know, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, like, what is it that you're attached to right now? What is it that holding on to that closed door is giving you? And there doesn't have to be a solution. There doesn't have to be a but you just have to ask yourself. You just have to, say, you know, what am I holding on to? What does this negative emotion do for me? And then you'll start to realize that maybe, you know, being stressed or depressed or anxious or frustrated or sad is something that you've become so accustomed to. You don't know what happy is. I know that happened with me. It was, it happened so fast. I just was in circumstances that every day was, I just got caught in a vicious spiral down of being, down, you know, of negative self-talk, negative thinking. And I couldn't get myself out of it enough to start moving forward. And so I had to take a long, hard look at myself and say, what is going on here? What am I, am I just comfortable feeling? And it was familiar. And so that's part of why I was staying there. So, just use it, learning. It's, again, it's not good or bad. It's not better or not better. This is just a wonderful life, is an experience, and our circumstances and our conversations and the way we respond, the way we don't respond, those are all clues about, you know, next steps. So it tells us, you know, if you're having this, if you're in a situation where you're having this wonderful experience, think about it, talk about it with yourself. What's wonderful about it? What do you love about it? What don't you like about it? It's that goes into my next point of what I do is that I've, in a way, it's like training your body and your mind. I mean, I was so, I focused on my body for so long, to train my body and also train my mind regarding my body I understood then that, right, I go into the gym, I do a certain exercise, I keep doing that exercise, I get a result. And the interesting part is that while I'm waiting for that result to happen, because sometimes it's cumulative, right? You go and let's just take, you know, push-ups. You go and do a push-up. Then you do another push-up. Then maybe a couple weeks later, you could do 2 push-ups. Then maybe another week later, you could do 3 push-ups. You're going to get to 10 push-ups. Why you don't get to 10 push-ups is because what happens along the way. It takes time and we may give up. We may stop. We may not keep going. And so I focus so much on training my my body and my mind attached to my body as far as my physical appearance goes, that now it's very easy for me to, you know, exercise has become second nature. It's just, it's not an issue for me. And so then I was able to take that concept and then move it to how I spoke to myself and the self-talk that I used regarding my life, you know, my career, my home, my finances, my spirituality, my children, my parenting. And so we have to train our mind in order to get the results that we want. And part of that is, again, I trained my mind to look at closed doors as, wow, they closed. I wonder what's coming. And so what I did was, as I would find myself looking to open that closed door, I would stop myself. So I would stop myself and say, it's closed. Why are you trying to open it? What's going on here? And I would have little mini conversations with myself about what is going on. And so what happened over time, and again, it's patience, it's a process. And what happened over time is I would not as quickly want to go open that closed door, or I could talk myself out of it faster, or I could have a better conversation with myself, a more detailed conversation with myself about why I was going to the closed door. So again, it's our responses are like a muscle that we're training in the gym. You go, you do an exercise, and you may not get the results that day, but you may get the results a week later or the next day or 3 weeks later. It's a process. And so that's why exercise is one of those wonderful training grounds, that if you can look at exercise as a process that you could use for your whole life, I feel you would look at exercise differently, because exercise is a process. You do something on Monday, you might not get the result till 2 Mondays from then. You do something on Tuesday, you get the result maybe a week later. So it's you take a step, you take a step, you take a step, you take a step, it accumulates, then you see a result. Then you take a step, take a step, take a step. And the same thing happens with our life, with our mind, with our circumstances, just always taking that step. And so again, looking at this as curiosity, what's coming, what new things are on the horizon, versus focusing on the closed door. We're going to take our last break, and we get back, I'm going to finish up just giving you a few more pointers about leaving those doors closed, because I'm so excited to hear from you over the next few weeks about what new opportunities have come your way, what new circumstances, just lots of love and lots of abundance I know is waiting for you. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know, things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit saraluz.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, we're in our final segment, so I want to give you some more good tidbits. Okay, so what else do I do? We talked about before about writing down and getting those feelings out. Part two of what I do with that is I take the blame away. I don't blame others. I also think about the role that I played in the door closing, and not in a bad way. I can change me. I can't change other people. And so for me to blame someone else, and I wasn't always like this. I mean, I would blame others, and therefore nothing was changing in my life. It wasn't I can't change them. I can only change me. And so if I always put the blame on other people, then apparently what I'm doing is great. And if I'm not in great circumstances, then what I'm doing is not great. So, and that's how we can evaluate the role that we're playing. And just to say that again, is that I've also had people blame me. And that's okay. That's where they are, and that's what they need to do. However, another way of me evaluating is if someone's blaming me, I can take responsibility about the role that I played, and I can look at my actions, my behaviors, my words from a perspective of, okay, am I getting the results that I wanted? Am I getting, you know, am I in a great circumstance? Am I in a great place? Did I use a loving response, or did I use mean words? If I used mean words in conversations that I've had with people, I take responsibility for that. And that's what I work on changing. I can also apologize. And so there's a lot of power in that. Just like there's so much power in not blaming someone else. Okay. So take that off the table. And it's, look, horrific things happen. They do. And that's, it's not an excuse. It's not getting, it's not letting somebody off the hook. It's not making an excuse for someone. It's not giving somebody a reprieve. It's none of that. This is about empowering yourself for you to move through those open doors. Okay. If you're blaming someone and they are, and their actions are horrific, their life is not what it should be. And so they're not in a good place. So make this about you. Empower yourself. Okay. And again, it's not, this isn't about letting somebody off the hook. This is about what you can change. And if it's a certain circumstances, you know, and this will lead me into my next point of giving back is if something really awful has happened, take that and turn it into maybe helping someone else, maybe helping a group of people that went through something similar. You know, I have that a lot in my life is things that have happened to me. I will take that and in the past I would blame, but then I realized that I can only change me. So I take that and I take that power and then I give it back out into the world and I do something really positive with it. So giving back is huge. It's huge when it's about leaving doors closed and looking for another door to open or waiting for another door to open and another opportunity coming your way. Is that serving is amazing, and serving does so much for your soul and for your being and your love and your joy and connection. I mean, we're all connected, and so being in the throes of humanity and being amongst people and us and doing for others and helping. I mean, we're here for each other. So, you know, the whole concept of not helping someone or asking for help, who else? I mean, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. That's in my belief, right? That's part of God's plan. We're here for each other. And so, again, part of the process of leaving a door closed and looking, you know, waiting for the new ones to open is throw that goodness out into society. Throw that goodness of your love out there. And that will also help in the healing process. Cause sometimes when these doors closed, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show, is there's no guarantee that there's not pain. This isn't, you know, I wish that there, I could say to you, that it's not painful, but I don't know if I would even, I don't know if I'd even want to say that, because there's so much, I know in all my pain, so much beauty has come from it, right? God gives us beauty for our ashes, and so much love has come from my pain and so much growth and understanding and compassion. I mean, that's part of, I'm not the same person I was even last year. You know, and so I don't recognize that person from only last year, never mind 5 years ago. So, so throw that goodness out into the world and just watch, you know, the joy that comes. Another big part that I'll close the show with is it goes back to our conversation before when we said about better than or looking at a circumstance as, you know, I just having regret, right? Is that I want you to forgive you and I want you to forgive others. Forgive yourself and forgive others. Forgiving others is for you as well as forgive yourself. I know I've been in circumstances and it goes back to what I said about I'm not that same person that I was 5 years ago. And I may have reacted in a way. I may have responded in a way. I may have said negative things. I may have said not nice things. I may have acted in a not nice way or ways that I'm not proud of or whatever it may be. It's usually attached to something negative. I've forgiven myself for that. What I said at the time, what I did at the time, that's what I was capable of. And it's the same thing that I can give you the example of what has happened, you know, the childhood that I grew up in, I've forgiven my parents for that, because that it's that saying that we say they did the best that they could at the time. There's truth behind that. And it's not minimizing, it's not making excuses, but even I can see with myself in circumstances that I've been in, I gave what I could at the time that I knew to give, that I had to give. And the difference, what I've done is I've taken that information and grown. I have looked at that next door opening because I knew I was becoming, I knew I was growing. And that's why I want you to, look forward to those open doors, because that's how you go forward. That's how you grow. That's how you become. That's how you become more. So thank you so much for this opportunity to chat with you today, and please keep reaching out. I want to hear about your successes and anything that you're going through. I mean, you're the inspiration for this show. And so you can email me, JenniferZellup@yahoo.com. You could reach out to me on Messenger, on Facebook, Jen Zellup. Any way that you want to reach out to me, I am here for you. So thank you. And I look forward to next week. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.